Guys, welcome back to Let's Chat. I have my really good friend on here, Tolu. You guys have heard him before on my podcast when we did an episode in regards to dating from an African perspective. Tolu, say hi to everyone.
What's going on out there in the UK? Big
Oh
ups.
my God. Stop. Anyways, we are here to discuss the infamous Derrick Jackson situation. Now, I had my friend Pryor on here who gave his own perspective, and now I want a different male perspective just so I don't come across
Well,
biased.
first of all,
Okay,
Jen, you can't do nothing wrong because whatever you did was all that nigga's fault. It was you had
go
nothing
ahead.
that had nothing to do with you. You are a black queen and you didn't do anything wrong. It's all his fault from the jump.
Oh,
Whatever he did, he caused you to do what you did, so you could take no responsibility or accountability. So you're good, Jen. You're good.
you know what? I am good because I never heard him in my life. I never listened to any of
Well,
his stuff
it's a blessing.
because it just didn't make sense.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
It's a
It's a
blessing
blessing.
because he was
Why?
feeding everybody complete bullshit.
Oh my God. Do you know why he was saying all that he was saying in a manner that he could say it? Because he was talking about himself, right? All I don't know if you've watched his videos before, but normally he gives like examples where he said, "Oh, I had a friend who said if a guy did such and such and such, he was the guy." He was the guy that he was referring to that this quote unquote friend said. And my thing with him is that instead of just saying, "Listen, the reason why I can speak on this is because that was me. I was him," right?
Well,
Instead of doing that, he would demonize men for doing that. And not only was he demonizing men for doing the exact same thing that he was secretly doing, he was then pandering to women to monetize from all the fuck shit that he was doing and saying. And that's where I lose all respect. I lose all respect because this man has been intentionally lying to women for years. Years. We're just finding out about his wife now. This man has been with this woman for 14 years. He's been married for 3 years. We have not heard about this woman. We've not, he has not, passively said her name in conversation or passively even mentioned he had a wife. No, this man was acting as if he was single. He was clearly living in that way as well, under the guise of quote unquote separation. However, his wife didn't get the memo.
well, clearly you're more versed in this situation than I am, but I do know that he's been married for a short while, a couple of years. I've never ever seen him talk about his wife or show his
Never.
wife. But I
Never.
truthfully, I never intentionally went to go watch his videos. When he first came out, excuse me, when he first came out, I was like, this is a positive black man who is saying nice things, good things about black women. I was like, good for you, brother. Go ahead. As the video started pouring in, I started to say to myself, okay, yeah, all right. Okay, all right. Whoa, okay. Nah, no. No, what? I got
Oh my God.
increasingly annoyed by the content he was putting out because he was completely pandering to women. But I was in situations where I was, because a lot of times I watched the video as I was sitting with a female or a woman, right? And I would openly say, this guy is some bullshit. And she's like, no, he speaks nothing but the truth. This man keeps it real. This man speaks the truth. I'm like, this is some bull. Look, guys, no bullshit. I mean, trust us a little bit. We know the game. We know most guys who always agree with women who try to be white knights here, they're fuck. A lot of those niggas are fuck boys, but they're just not skilled in the game and charisma. You know, he just happened to be, a tall, muscular he monetized the game to build his brand and build his empire. So I'm bashing him now. I'm pretty sure at some point of this conversation, I'm going to be defending him because I've seen how women turned into those people in the colonial days who were going witch hunting to go burn people's heads. So,
well, to be fair, I can completely understand that. You were selling something that you were completely not living true to, and you were profiting off of it. Now, if he was just there talking for talking's sake and not making money off of it and not selling books off of this particular image that he was trying to portray, then yeah, you know, like, okay, like, yeah, maybe we're going a little bit too harsh. But this man was sat here claiming to be some unicorn that does not do anything, that understands and respects women and respects relationships and so forth, all the while being the same guy that he was demonizing. And then to add insult to it, this man has a whole wife.
Okay, yeah.
A whole wife. So for women to be upset and to call him out, he deserves every bit of that. And the worst part is that this wife that was suddenly, you know, or not suddenly, but was never in the picture, suddenly reemerges so she can put on her cape to go ahead and defend a man who has put her in this position in the first place.
Big up to her, number one. Hey, Mrs. Jackson, I'm here if you want it.
I personally couldn't do it.
Look. First things first. She's not benefiting from the relationship. Whatever money he makes, whatever money he makes through his empire, she eats off of it. Number one.
Well. First of all, let's hope that that's the case.
Look. That's what I'm saying. A guy does one thing wrong, then everything he does is from Satan. I get it, but
no, I'm not saying that everything is from Satan. But we're not. Listen, I don't know the intricacies of their relationship, right. So she might be. I have no idea. From what I understand, she's a stay-at-home mom. And the whole time that all he was living his life and being, you know, a F-boy pretending to be separated and going through the divorce process, she was staying at home with her parents, with their two children. Means to me that she is not able to stand on her own two feet.
What I'm saying is, yes, he cheated on her, but his brand still supports her and their child. So she's not like, it's not like she's being tortured in the house. No, she still has a house with electricity and food and cable, and the baby has diapers. I'm not saying he's a good guy. Don't get my words twisted. But I'm not making her to be out the ultimate victim.
She's a victim.
I'm not making her to be the ultimate victim. She's still a bit.
Why can't she be the ultimate victim?
There are women
victim?
Out there who don't have anything.
But she's the ultimate victim because, regardless if she has nothing or not, her husband has put her in this position by sleeping with multiple
women.
Right,
but this too shall pass. How many of our parents did the same thing, or our uncles, and they made it through? Now, I'm not saying he's
a lot of them made it through. Yes, but are a lot of them happy? Are a lot of them content? Are many of them not even are speaking to each other? Are sleeping in separate rooms? And as children who has visualized and see that, is that a very good example of what a healthy relationship is?
I am not saying that's healthy, but again, there are
because you got through something.
Well, let me just say that there are relationships where they get through it and they're not sleeping in different rooms and they're not in a toxic relationship and they move past it. Not everybody's relationship is the same. Not everybody deals with infidelity. And let me be clear. Infidelity is not the only thing bad you can do in a relationship. I think men get a bad rap because women make infidelity seem like you're the worst of me. But there are other things in a relationship you can do that's equally as toxic.
I completely agree with you. Infidelity is not the kiss of death.
Right.
But continuously sleeping with multiple people Okay? This is not a one-night
Right.
stand. This is a continuous hookup with multiple
I
people.
get it. And
This to me, if it was something like that, I'm sorry. That is a kiss of death because you're
I
intentionally
don't,
now.
here's why I don't,
The
here's why I call bullshit. Because we
only.
know a
Okay,
lot
go
of
ahead.
women who were in their 20s, who were in relationships, who did a
Okay.
bunch of fuck shit, right? They got older, they turned their
Absolutely.
lives around. They said, I want to be
Right.
better and accept me. And a lot of them have been accepted. Now, to say a man cannot do the same thing to me is fuck shit. There are some shit that women will take to their grave. So just because he got caught, it's embarrassing, it's terrible. Give him all the smoke. That doesn't mean he's not going to turn it around and they're not going to have a good relationship afterwards.
Okay, so let me tell you, let me give you a little more context. This man was sleeping with somebody 2 years
Okay.
ago who he forced her to get an abortion.
Okay.
Okay, mind you, this man is married. Then this man, the one that outed him, she outed him because he ghosted her and completely cut her off, and she had no idea. Hence the reason why she was scorned. She wanted to out
I
him.
mean, you know, I mean,
Okay.
I get it. You're not saying
Yeah.
there's not
Okay.
cheating is bad.
Okay. Wait.
Cheating is bad, right?
Listen. I know, but listen. This is all in. Listen, look at the timeline. He was also sleeping with someone who he met off Instagram.
Okay.
Okay. And they were having a sexual relationship for 6
Okay.
months. The woman who outed him, they were sleeping with each other, physically intimate for
Okay.
months. This is not, I went out, I met somebody, and I'm going to take that shit to my grave. It was a one night, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am kind of situation. This is something where he was continuously and consciously and intentionally carrying on for months. And he also told the side chick that he has cheated on his wife before and she has not found out. So this is not a man of virtue. This is not a man of high moral grounds. This is a man who used his platform to and portrayed himself as a single man to get
Okay,
pussy.
I get you. I
And
heard that part. All I'm saying is, if you, Jennifer, were fucked up right now, does that mean that you're always going to be fucked up for the rest of your life?
no, I hope
I'm just
not.
saying that maybe they worked something out between themselves. They forgave each other, possibly. And first of all, I'm only defending Derrick Jackson because I know both
What?
sides of the coin. I don't like this guy. This guy puts out bullshit. So for all your listeners, Derrick Jackson gets on my nerves. I hate the guy, but I'm defending the idea that a man can't come back from whatever the fuck he did, and between him and his wife, they got together, they talked about it, they worked it out. She left apparently for some period of time. They brought it back together. All right, demonetize the dude, but let them go fix their own relationship. I mean, if he ain't got no money, he's not the same guy, so he's not gonna have the same ability to fuck around. I'm not saying he will or he won't, but I mean to say, burn this guy. He's a dirty dog, and he's always gonna be like that, and he'll never change. That might be true, but it might be false also.
Yeah, it could be false, but the fact is that he knew what he was doing. He knew that he was sitting there telling lies, feeding women absolute stories, because to know a hoe is to be one, which he was. He was for the street and he didn't care, and he was able to
I mean, but
monetize
I mean,
that.
but
And it's not only until he got exposed where he found that this was an issue.
no, whoa,
If
whoa,
he
whoa,
didn't
whoa,
get
whoa. I mean,
exposed,
apparently he and his wife had a conversation before all this.
of course they're going to say all that. Of course he
No,
has
I
to,
mean,
because he
I'm
has to.
saying, didn't they agree? Didn't she say that she found out she left and they worked it out somehow? Isn't that what she said?
Yeah, that's what she said. But what I'm saying to you also is that he had to do that
No,
because
so you're
she
basically
found
saying
out.
she's lying, or
I'm not saying she's lying. I'm saying because he got found out, he had to
right? I'm
do that.
saying After he That's got fined, after they he got found out, do you think that they had some kind of reconciliation? Do you think that they had some hard conversations?
Of course they had hard conversations. But what I'm saying to you, though, is that despite the hard conversations, he should have had those hard conversations with the same woman he was still selling all those advice to, who had no idea. Don't get me
wrong. I am not defending his platform. His platform is trash. Don't get me wrong.
Yes, but that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about there's one thing to find, to do something and to tell your wife, okay. But for the many listeners you have, as a person who has a platform, you have a role to play. And your role is, if you're going to be spreading all of this advice about the type of man, then you need to come out and say, listen, at some point in time, I had my own indiscretion. And you need to be completely honest with your base, your fan base, who you're peddling all this information to gain monetary support from. That's where I'm upset about. Because you don't go to your wife in private, and then publicly, you're sitting here still demonizing the same man that you were. And then wanting women to pay for your books.
No, that's bullshit. Number one, I get that. I don't care about his platform. I think his wife was like, all right, you did all that, but go out there and make us some money. Go bring that fucking money home. I bet she was saying that in the background.
I don't know what she was saying, but if she said that,
if she's a stay-at-home mom, what's she going to say? Hey, Derek, don't do this stuff. Let's go get a regular job. I mean, I know you made $1 million on your platform. Just go get a regular job and, you know, and let's struggle. I don't know. But I mean, we men have told women this guy's bullshit a long time ago. Women chose to listen to this guy. Women chose to believe this guy was a unicorn. So I'm all about contributory liability and everything. Yeah, he lied. We said he's bullshit. Y'all listened. I mean, real talk. I mean, I'm pretty sure there's 100 men out there who have made posts about this guy and his bullshit. I'm excited about this type of conversation because he irked me so bad back in the day. I've even made comments on social media on his page saying, this guy's some bullshit.
What did he say before?
What do you mean?
Like, what did he say for you to be like, this is some bullshit?
This is how we men know a man is bullshit. We all know those guys who all they do is tell women that they're nothing but amazing all the time. We know those men. Those guys who put on capes, we know those men. Those guys who never put an ounce of accountability on the actions of women, we know those guys.
Right.
Those guys are like that in public, and they're fuckboys behind the scene. Because you always say, "Oh, where's this?" If you are a woman, if you know a guy who's like that, who's always taking up for you, always taking your side, always talking about how great women are, how bad men are, ask yourself, where's his woman? Why, you know, and see if he doesn't flirt with you as he's telling you this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is why us men, we respect Kevin Samuels. I know women hate Kevin Samuels, and I don't blame them. But Kevin Samuels is not trying to manipulate anybody. He's saying, y'all shit is fucked up and y'all need to fix it. He might not be right, but he's not putting on a false face and manipulating people. He's saying, this is what the fuck I believe. This is what I believe.
Right.
Y'all are messed up. Y'all need to clean your act up. And that's it. So he can't really have a scandal because he's not really trying to lie to people. You might not agree with him, but he's not trying to lie. And he does this, and the same thing, one thing I got to say about Kevin Samuels, he does the same thing to men. Those videos just don't go viral.
Right.
I mean, if you want to look up Kevin Samuels, look up him destroying men. It's the same energy. Derek Jackson did not do that. So you can tell he was bullshit from the beginning.
Yeah, because he was trying to paint himself as this unicorn.
He was trying to get the bag off of playing on women's emotions, especially women who were hurt. And you know, when you're hurt, you know, you're easily
acceptable to listen to
people who agree with your position. But at the same time, he was throwing men under the bus. So he was actually tearing women and men apart, not bringing them together. So that's why we hated Derrick Jackson. But in lieu of that, I knew the game from the beginning. I'm just looking at, all right, so he was making the bag to take care of his wife. You know, he was lying. He got caught. They left. They worked it out. They did their shit. You know, they're getting the bag. She's a stay-at-home mom. Probably still, getting Birkin bags and shit. I don't know. But, I mean, if...
Does she look like the person that has Birkin bags?
She's definitely not on welfare, struggling out there.
Oh, yeah. I'm not saying that.
She's definitely living a better life than probably 65% of women. You know? So, I mean, what I'm saying is, like, 65% of... Well, Derrick Jackson makes more money than probably 80% of people, right? Because he's a millionaire, right? So he's a...
Just because you have money in that regard, right? And I'm not taking away from what you're saying, doesn't necessarily mean that that money is shared. This man was flying. This man was flying out his side pieces. He was doing a lot. This man was acting like a single. He had his own bachelor pad. So he would not bring women to his marital home.
I can't agree with what you're saying because I have not done my own research. I'm not saying you're wrong. So don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that what you're saying is false. The fact those stats are not in front of me right now, so I can't just say, "Oh yeah, he did that." Oh yeah, he did that. It could just be hearsay. It might be true. But I don't think his wife was suffering.
I don't know if she was suffering, but I mean, if you have to pack up your two kids and live at your parental home for a month. Because your husband decided that he was going to go out here and live a single life.
You're focusing
life.
On the period when he was fucking up. I'm focusing on the period when they got back together. And before that, I'm sure she's not struggling.
Which doesn't seem like a lie, if we're going to be completely honest.
I agree, but I'm just saying, I mean, I'm just playing devil's advocate here. Because, I mean, I don't like the guy, but I understand when it rains, it pours. You know, you do one thing wrong, now we're going to discredit every aspect of your life and make you shit. And I'm like, you know what? That's not how I roll. I mean, I knew he was bullshit from the beginning. I know he wasn't who he said he was, but I'm not going to start adding layers. I'm not going to start adding layers of shit just because I'm upset with him. You know, I'm not going to start adding layers of other shit. And he probably did this and he probably kills puppies. You know what I'm saying? He probably knocks old ladies down on the highway. I don't know. I'm not going to do that. What I know is that they had some issues. He lied to a bunch of women. A bunch of women are upset. Us niggas are laughing, by the way. Not at you, at the situation. He worked the shit out with his wife. You know, he worked it out. And, you know, they got back together. And then he got outed. But she's still there. I mean, she has choice. I mean, she has a choice.
Right.
She's not... You can't be 100% a victim because you do have free will. You do have accountability. You do have a choice. So, I mean, you know, I mean, and at least he didn't just kick her to the curb. I mean, he fucked up and he still fought to get her back, apparently, right?
Kicked her to the curb. What curb? This dude did not have a leg to stand on.
No, I'm not saying she deserved.
No, she doesn't deserve that. But what I'm saying is that if the public found out he was married and he left her, that and she had two of his kids, that would be horrible.
Right, but he was bullshit from the beginning, in my opinion. So
I'm saying a lot of people didn't know that. This is even more shocking, is because not only was he saying all of these things, we had no idea that this man was married. So it makes it worse, because it's not necessarily just to say that, you know, he's not living what he was preaching, but this man has a whole wife. So this takes it to another level, not just some girlfriend, a whole wife, and a woman he has known for years.
Well, I will say this. I knew he was married because I'm on YouTube a lot. About more than a year ago, I knew he was married, though, because I saw the pictures online. But this is what I think. Now, let me step away from my man side and say, I think that this happens to women a lot.
Cheating.
They see somebody. No. I mean, not cheating. You see somebody. Mm-hmm. No, well, somebody yeah. comes up and they start telling you everything you yeah. want to hear. They come off as the perfect mm-hmm. person. And then all other research and information and backup and an investigation just goes out the window. I'm sold. Or I'm already sold. I mean, since us guys didn't like Derrick Jackson, we Googled this right. guy. You know what I'm saying? We want to know who his wife is. We want to know his bullshit. Like I knew he was married over a year ago. Those male YouTubers knew he was married over a year ago. They saw the right. wedding pictures. You know, I mean, but it's like I said, I mean, and I don't blame women because dudes do this, and this is the thing that happens. The blinders go off when it's like, oh, this is what I need. This is what I was looking for. This is so refreshing. All research, all background checks, all guards are put down, and it's just like, all right, we accept it. And then when you get blindsided, it's we here we are. This is where we are right now. I'm not blaming women. I'm just saying this is the reality. Now, Kevin Samuels is a piece of shit to me. But not just because of this, because of what he did to the image of black men, but shitting on black men all those years with no remorse.
So what was he doing before?
So every video he would do, he was pandering. So every video he would do would go, so, like how I started the podcast. Girl, you know, it's not your fault. If he was a real man, he would have known that, you know, it's kind of hard for me to pick his video because I hate him. I don't hate him. I hated them. But basically, just imagine a guy just taking your side, not giving any accountability and just blaming it all on the man. You know, he wasn't man enough. He was a child. You know, he can't accept you for who you are. You ain't got to lose weight. You bring more to the table than he does. You know. You a single mother, and I don't mean to get into the single mother thing, but that's what he talked about. He doesn't understand that as a single mother, you're better than these single ladies because you have more responsibility. And if he can't accept that, he's the problem. I mean, and I'm not saying that's wrong or right, but all of his videos will go along those lines, just blaming men, pointing out the flaws in men, pointing out the immaturity in men, and just putting women on the pedestal, and not giving women any accountability. Mm. And it was always centered around black men, and it always made them look bad, which people do all the time. And it's not completely justified. And then he goes around. So us guys are torn because he made us look bad by his words in the beginning. Right? Now he's making us look bad by his actions. So, like, this dude is a complete fuckboy to us. But I mean, but you guys are just now feeling the same thing that we felt before. Like, yo, this dude is trash.
Yeah. You know what?
And I think I've dominated your.
No, it's good. Cause it's good. I want to hear, you know, different perspectives because he just really annoys me. And the fact is that now he has his wife here who has to now go into the defense mode. Right. Because she got pulled into that video, whether it was her idea or not, whatever she says, but now people are criticizing her as a person. They are analyzing her body language, her behavior, and now she feels like she has to get on the defensive mode for a man who has put them in this situation, who just recently of 1 year just started to claim her publicly. I just don't understand why.
Hey, She's the female Will Smith.
No, because everyone knew about Jada and Will. She's not
everybody.
Yes, everyone knew that Jada and Will were together. Okay? That was never a secret.
Oh, okay. All right. So you're right. Point to you.
Yeah,
you're
that
right.
was not a secret.
We knew
secret.
Yeah. But
yes. Okay? But he called her ass out. He was sitting here like, "What are you saying?" What do you mean?
No, she came when it just like Derrick Jackson.
Yeah, she came. She came to the table. Well, what I'm saying is that she was trying to pass it off as this, you know, floating thing, and he was like, "You need to explain yourself here." Yes, he did sit by her side. Yes, he did kind of co-sign, but he didn't just shake his head and say yes. He said, no, I need you to be clear. What were you saying? Like, what was going on? Her, on the other hand, was like, yes, I'm here to support my husband. We spoke about it, da, da, da. And then after that is now coming on the internet saying that, she's put on the full armor of God. Hello? You did not.
I mean, she's a little bit different, but I think it's good. I'm going to differ from all y'all ladies when I say this. I think it's good they're trying to work it out,
Listen,
personally.
because they have two small children, I can understand. I hate that as women we have to do that when we're clearly been violated, been disrespected.
I mean, women are not the only one, man. I gotta stop
Women,
defending
I'm
it
not
right
the
now.
women.
Women
I've
cheat.
never said that
Women
women
cheat.
don't cheat. We're talking
And
about this.
men.
If the roles were reversed, how many men would sit up here and stay with a woman who has done everything that Derrick Jackson's done? Hard. Listen, some of y'all can't even deal with work husbands, knowing that your girl has a work husband. Talk less about her sleeping with multiple guys for months. You're telling me that a guy will stand there and know that his wife was having sex with multiple people for months? Listen,
Will Smith?
no, she had a entanglement with one guy.
No, she got caught
She got
one
caught.
time.
She had an entanglement with one guy. But as listen, as silent as is kept, Will Smith was having his own relations. That's what she said. And it's true. He was doing his own thing. He was having two affairs with two different people. He was on holiday and going constantly on vacation with a girl named Gigi, that was his girlfriend. But see, the thing is, Gigi didn't put her ass on blast because Gigi kept quiet.
Right.
August Alsina.
And men typically don't put women on blast when they cheat.
Yes, but here's the difference. He was doing the same thing. The difference is that a song wasn't being made about it. Okay?
Right. Again, I'm not saying Derrick Jackson is, I'm not saying that she has to forgive him. I'm not saying that he's not trash, because he definitely is. We agree with that one. I'm just saying, as a guy, I always see the energy on one side, but this, like, completely oblivious to the other side of the coin, where it happens, and some dudes eat it. It's not talked about as much. Dudes don't go online and get all angry. Oh, that girl is trash. Take her down. Like, we're just like, whatever, dude. That's your business. That's your business. That ain't my business. And I'm not saying that it's equal. I'm not saying that there isn't a double standard in some regard, but there are double standards in many different aspects of life.
I don't know. I just feel like for women who are put in this situation, it's completely unfair. She now has to go to bat for a man who was not considerate of her feelings, whether or not they reconciled or not. Now she's facing public criticism, right, for his behavior. And then on top of that, he had the nerve to say, buy our book, buy the book, so you can figure out how we got through this. No.
That was some bullshit. I cuss a lot on your podcast today, but
That's
I don't know. Let me. I think I might be drinking. That's
it
bullshit,
is
though.
bullshit. It's absolutely
But
bullshit.
no, it's not. It's bullshit. But if you know Derrick Jackson, and if you know what he does, it's part of what he does. That's how he eats. This is bread and butter right here. And somebody's going to buy that book. He's definitely not going to have the same position he had before. So throw that out the window. And I am upset that his woman gets all this criticism,
That's
honestly.
what upsets me.
But to be fair, from what I see, it's the woman criticizing her, not the men.
Of course, women are going to criticize her because it's like, how could you stand for this? How can you support this? This man just claimed you literally 2.5 seconds ago, and now you're putting your cape on.
Well,
Why is this
so
okay?
my only point to that is, you can't be upset that she's being criticized and be the person criticizing her at the
See,
same
this is the
time.
thing. I'm not criticizing her. I just couldn't do it. I don't think that I could do that. I can't pull a Bill Hillary Clinton. I can't sit up there and hold my, husband's hand after he's basically had to tell the world that not only has he had sexual relations with multiple women, but he is also engaged in other activity that is, is what did he, what word is indescribable, it's concerning, is disappointing, is all these things. And then sit up here and say, yes, like
Yeah, he was
he was
he was
doing the
tossing
mo
salad,
he, of course, he was doing all of that with mo oh my God.
Now, so half of me wants to defend Ben, half of me wants to just dump a toxic garbage on this guy. So I'm torn. If your listeners
It's
are
not
hearing right
about
now,
defending
I'm
men. Can
torn.
we just call out poor behavior? I hate when we call out
No.
poor behavior on men.
The reason no. I don't I we can't because women don't. I don't hear women call out poor behavior on their side often. You might because you're a podcast host, but I seldom hear women call out poor behavior. And I got to be real about that.
Okay. But still, listen, just as men don't like to call out bad behavior about what men do either, right? Everyone's protective about what their particular rate, not race, but sex do. It's
Right.
warranted, because then this is how we kind of get into these sexist debates and, well, men do this and, well, women do this and, well, men do that. And then if that's the case, a lot of people are not going to own up to a lot of crap. That's what it is.
But from the beginning, I've been saying consistently that Derrick Jackson is trash. I've always said that I want them to work out for the family and the kids in the house. I don't give a crap about Derrick Jackson. I just wanted him to stop talking. Just bro, just stop talking. Like, please, do another hustle. But I don't want the woman, his wife, to struggle out of this, and I don't want their kids to struggle. But I want him to be quiet, and he's trash. I agree with you 100%, and I said that from the beginning.
He is trash. I never listened to him. I just didn't understand. Do you know what I mean? I just didn't understand it.
Yeah.
I don't get it. But oh God, it's just, it really is. I just be careful of who you receive advice from, because these people aren't what they seem to be. And when money is involved, listen, somebody will sweet charm you. They will say everything that you need to hear. And if you don't have the spirit of discernment, or you are seeking something and you are lacking that, then the internet is not for you.
The internet's and the internet's not a bad place, because on the men's side, there are men hurt just like there are women who are hurt, right? And then there are guys who make content to cater to those men that is not helpful. So, the same thing, guys need to know when you're hurt or you're not getting what you want, you can't listen to everybody. Kevin Samuels is my guy, though, so protect Kevin Samuels at all costs, guys. But anybody else, you don't gotta listen to him. Like, talk to the women, have a conversation. Be honest, that's what I would. I agree with. I'm agreeing with you. Is what I'm doing right now. So, I agree 100%. You got to be careful who you let give you advice, especially if it sounds like everything you want to hear.
Oh my goodness. Listen, all I have to say is Derrick Jackson is
That, oh,
trash.
you just sounded like a Nigerian auntie right there. Like, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
I'm just tired. I'm literally tired of it all, because it's just too much. There's so much that's been going on these past 48 hours surrounding him and his foolery. And I just hope.
But he's just one guy. I mean, I don't understand.
He's
He's
one
just one.
guy with a massive platform. That's the difference.
Yes, but
That's the
yes,
difference.
you're
And
right. That's the
the thing is, not
difference.
only does he have a platform, he was taking money from black women. who was his primary
Yes, he was.
audience, to feed them a story and to feed them advice that he clearly wasn't taking. So this man is a scammer, okay?
Yeah, but I'm saying, but all of those, many
no,
people are
like
like that. Like,
you have people like Tony Gaskin, who I like. He's a relationship, a love, relationship, life coach, whatever you want to call it. He says, listen, in my early teens and early 20s, oh yeah, I was on some fuck shit. Oh yeah. But you know what? After I met my wife, oh yeah, I've changed. And now I'm 14 years married in the game, two kids. And I can tell you how men are, because I've been on both ends of the sticks, okay? And that's what Derek Jackson could have done. He could have said, listen, I'm not going to sit here and demonize men because I've been a part of this. I've done this before. So this is why I feel like I can come and speak life into situations, because I've been there. But no, he didn't want to do that. He wanted to paint himself as this person who would never, ever imagine doing that. Because, oh my God, it's just the most despicable, horrible thing to ever do, only to be then found out that the same despicable man that he was grating on was him. We saw in the video, this man was analyzing himself in third person. We just saw the disassociation that he does. So he doesn't even consider what he does, you know, what he does is Derek Jackson. No, it's Derek Jackson that does X, Y, and Z. That's why he could speak so smoothly in his video, because he was not identifying all those behaviors with himself. He was identifying it with Derek Jackson. Hence the cringe fest analyzing of his own content. Listen,
it's funny because you now sound like us, like 2 years ago. We watching his videos, we felt the same way, like cringe fest. This guy is just saying nonsense, and because it's what women want to hear, they're eating it up because they do the same thing when they get angry, and we were like, this is cringe fest. This is horrible. That's why we're kind of like nonchalant now, because we're like, this is funny, really. I mean, it's not funny to his wife and his family, but it's funny to us.
It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. I hope that everyone now realizes that you need to be mindful of the content that you consume. Not everything that you see is reality. If life hasn't taught you this, if this little scandal hasn't taught you that, just be more discerning about where you seek your advice and content from. And it's
also, and just be careful. Be careful of dudes who only tell you that you're great and only tell you what you want to hear.
That part. And on that
note, what?
Go ahead. Any last final things to say?
No, I mean, I've dominated your podcast. I think we need to listen to you talk for like 10 more minutes.
Oh my God, no. I think you've said everything that I wanted to hear. Because honestly, the podcast is just, well, this episode was to get a male perspective. And I don't want to dominate when I just need to hear what men have to say regarding the situation. Because it's wild. It's absolutely wild. And for the fact is that this man was demonizing men, I just want to hear what men have to say now that he's been blasted.
No, when this came out, I laughed so hard. I swear to God. I know I defended him a little bit here in this podcast, and I get it. But when this came out, I laughed so hard. I only started kind of defending him because I saw how mad some women got and then how they tried to add layers. Like, oh, and he kills babies. And his mother ain't got no. I'm like, yo, look, let's just call him out for the things that he did and don't speculate. But that was one. I've never got so much satisfaction from one thing in a long time. When this came, watching that man shake and stutter.
Oh my God.
And fidget in that video. I wish I had an audience to watch it with, because it was hilarious. The way he was moving around, and I'm like, this same dude who called us trash. Man, hey, look, so guys, we're not mad right now. We're laughing. We're not happy. We're laughing. Like, this is hilarious.
Yeah.
But black men don't cheat, though. Just remember that. Hashtag black men don't cheat.
Hashtag black men don't cheat.
all my brothers out there, y'all know the deal.
That is too funny. I know little Duval is laughing it up right now.
Yeah, you know, all my bros out there in the UK, you know what it is. I black bros don't cheat, man. But no, I don't want to hold you up no more.
Anyways, guys, thank you so much, Tolu, for your insight. It was very much needed. Your perspective, as always, is interesting. So thank you for...
And don't judge me. Just listen to the Sonder podcast.
Oh my God, no, don't. I'm not judging. And yeah, you guys, do check out Tolu's podcast. It is called the Sonder Podcast. He releases episodes every...
I try to release every week, but I release something out every week. An episode, a clip, something comes out every week.
Okay, guys, definitely check him out on all podcast platforms. So Spotify, Apple, whatever one you choose. And on that note, guys, thank you so much. And I'll see you next week.
See you next week, guys.